Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7.04. It's Tuesday morning. Thank you for listening today. We love having you here, whatever it is you're up to this morning.
It's a delight to have you.
Okay, here we go. Celebrity trash. Last Friday, we saw a story. I thought it was out of a British tabloid saying that
oh, The Sun or something on the Daily Mail?
So. Something about Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson, who got engaged after 3 weeks of dating each other. They've now been engaged for about a month. She was getting sick of having to make excuses for some old tweets that he'd made. I guess he made some jokes about the Manchester bombing.
Yeah. And before they were together, though, right?
Well before, yeah. Right.
Right.
And that she, you know, was sick of having to make excuses for him and that they were growing apart and she was starting to second guess, you know, whether or not they should marry and if things were moving too fast.
Well, they shouldn't. They're moving and they are.
Yes, agreed. Mm-hmm. So in order to counteract that story, which I guess got some traction late last week, they started putting up more pictures of themselves hugging and kissing each other and laying in bed together. And
a little overboard, isn't it?
A little bit overboard. She basically said that she knew that her Instagram PDA with Pete Davidson's annoying. They'd been bombarding their fans with their love. On Friday, she put up a black and white photo of herself and Pete cuddling in bed. And she titled it, "My Baby Loves Me." And then he commented, "More than anything." And then she replied to that, "At Pete Davidson, we're annoying as F." Annoying AF. And you know, they've just been inseparable since they first got together, about a month since they got engaged. He deleted everything on his Instagram account yesterday. I don't know what that means, if it means anything. Don't worry. He's saying it's not about our relationship. It's that I can't stand social media. He basically saying he issued a statement because the world went wild when he deleted everything on his account. He said, there's nothing wrong. He just doesn't want to be on social media anymore because the internet's an evil place and it doesn't make me feel good. Why should I spend any time on negative energy when my real life is effing lit? The fact that I even have to say this just proves my point. I love you all. I'm sure I'll be back at some point.
I think we've all had those feelings.
Sure.
It's a love-hate thing.
It's like to wash your hands of social media altogether.
Well, or if someone really gets you good.
Yeah.
Ow. God. Why am I here?
Yeah.
Why would I put
myself through this?
Jesus.
I know they're just words, but it's physical pain. Moving on. This is an interesting story that's happening this morning. It was a long time ago. This guy, Jesse Camp, won a contest to be an MTV VJ.
Oh, this is the long-haired kid.
He was very ratty, mm-hmm. And apparently...
But he did okay, didn't he?
He did do... He got some notoriety, mm-hmm. And he even went on to form a band afterward called, like...
It was a joke band, though, right? Or were they real?
They sort of were real, Vinny. Let me read you the thing. So he won the contest for MTV in the 90s, Wanna Be a VJ in 1998. He got $25,000 and a 1-year contract to be a VJ on Total Request Live. So there was some controversy because somebody had said after the fact that they'd hacked into the system and given him personally thousands of votes. So that they're saying that this other dude should have won. He launched a music career after his year of hosting. His first album, Jesse and the 8th Street Kids, was released in 1999. There's a duet with Stevie Nicks on the record even.
What?
Yeah, it's do you see it, Jesse and the 8th Street Kids? Kids with a Z. Mixed reviews, but he did put out an album.
All right.
It looks like it was produced by Rob Cavallo from Green Day and Kid Rock.
Jesus.
And also Julian Raymond from Cheap Trick.
Wow. All
That's
right.
A legit sounding
they
release.
They called it the style of glam metal.
Oh. Well, he's been missing for over a week. So he was.
He's a grown up, though, right?
He is, but I guess he was checking in with the family pretty much weekly. His sister reported him missing last Thursday. She said he generally called his mother every week. She hadn't heard from him from about the 11th or 12th of this month. An ex-girlfriend said she tried to call him and a stranger answered his phone and said that Jesse had given him the phone in three bags of his personal property. So I don't have... Do you want to see any pictures of him?
Yeah,
you know what he looks like.
I remember.
He was actually... So as the police got hold of this, Fontana Police, is that Fontana, California?
Yes.
They said a bicycle officer spotted him at about 10 o'clock in the morning in front of a Sherwin-Williams. The officer did what's known as a pedestrian check to make sure he was all right, verified his identity based on his driver's license. It was determined at the time that he was fine. The officer took no further action. This was the same day that he was reported missing. So it sounds like he's just given away his crap and is living on the streets. I guess the area around that particular hardware store, the Sherwin-Williams, is a common spot for, quote, transients and homeless people. Mm. In April, he was spotted across the street from the hardware store, and he had contact with a police officer. At that point, no arrest or anything. He's been missing for a little over a week. And so, you know, I guess keep your eyes open for if you're in that area for Jesse Camp. She's just describing the lack of contact as unusual, and the fact that he gave away his phone is kind of weird.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what's going on with him. Oh, this is his record.
All right.
It's better than Drake.
That's funny. Good one.
Do you have the Stevie Nicks duet? Or is it easy to find? Or I mean, that's bizarre. TRL
it's called My Little Savior, Bryn.
Oh.
V-I-O-U-R.
This is Jesse and the 8th Street
Seemed
Kids.
Seemed like he'd be easy to find. He's pretty lanky,
right.
Tall dude, like 6'4".
Well, I'm assuming he suffers from mental illness of some kind.
Or possibly drug use.
He's not
who
taking
knows?
His meds or
right.
whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal is at all.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, although, listen, Stevie Nicks doing, she owed somebody.
Hmm.
Like, that was someone called in a favor, right?
Mm-hmm.
How's that happen? That's right. The only way.
I mean, is it possible that they met on TRL? And
she's something Stevie Nicks
I know,
the whole time, Sarah.
I know. It does seem like an odd pairing. She's doing that low harmony. She doesn't sound super enthusiastic. Someone's got a gun to her head. Is this what we think the scenario
is? That's what I'm trying to say, yeah. Someone I know sometimes talks on the show but has her middle finger up. Maybe that's what's happening there in the studio. She's like singing, but she's going, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what's happening.
Could be. James Gunn was fired from the Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. He directed the first two. Some tweets that were uncovered that happened about 10 years ago. The jokes are not funny and deal with all kinds of super sensitive topics. A few of the cast members are talking about this, making comments. Dave Bautista, who played Drax, and Sean Gunn, who is Kraglin. He's one of the Ravagers. He must be in that group. He's also James Gunn's brother, so of course they're coming out strongly in support of James. Chris Pratt and Zoe Saldana spoke out yesterday. Neither of them took a hard stance. Chris tweeted a Bible verse, James 1:19. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters, let every person be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. And Zoe said, it's been a challenging weekend, I'm not going to lie. I'm pausing myself to take everything in before I speak out of turn. I just want everyone to know I love all members of my GOTG, Guardians of the Galaxy family. Always will. Karen Gillan, who plays Nebula in the movie, said basically the same thing, that she loves everyone involved and will have more to say later. It sounds like they're all taking it in and seeing what direction it goes before they make a stand.
Well, it's such a weird thing. You know, there's all kinds of underground, like there's underground music that isn't really palatable to the general public, and there's comedy and there's kink and there's all kinds of stuff people can be into. But if you do that publicly and you also want to work for Disney, you have to accept that that's something that may affect you down the line. Like, he can do that, all that comedy.
Sure.
It's his
free
right.
speech and all, but you have to also...
But he's going to have to accept the consequences, and Disney's probably going to say, there's no way we can keep you on the payroll
right.
with those being associated to you.
We don't want that affiliation. Yesterday, Dennis Quaid was on Megyn Kelly's show. And they talked about everything. Like, he talked about his cocaine use, and he talked about, you know, his early days in Hollywood. And he actually called his marriage to Meg Ryan his most successful relationship, even though they broke up.
Well,
did he say anything about Randy Quaid at all in the interview?
I don't believe he did. I feel like that would have been addressed. Oh, that's... I forgot about that.
So,
his crazy brother living
when
in Canada.
I did interview Randy Quaid way long ago, and that was the one thing that the publicist and the manager came up to me and said, no questions about Dennis. You can ask him anything else, but you are not allowed to bring up Dennis Quaid.
I said, all right.
So
they have no relationship.
Well, you said he addressed everything, so I'm like, if he addressed Randy Quaid, that's
a
big deal.
Yeah, he didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't even think of his brother.
Well, for a big celebrity, though, to talk about his drug addiction or his coke use or to talk about Meg Ryan, I mean, her star's fallen now, too. But at one point, didn't they call her America's sweetheart?
They did. But it's funny that he calls it his most successful relationship. You know, a lot of people thought that Meg Ryan destroyed the relationship when she took up with Russell Crowe. But she has said, that dude cheated on me throughout our marriage. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I guess you got to hang your hat somewhere. And didn't he? He went on to marry someone else, and she wound up having twins. And the twins almost died. They gave him heparin or something, like a mega dose of something that thinned their blood. And there was. But they have since also broken up, yeah?
Yes, and isn't she currently dating John Cougar Mellencamp? I thought they were supposed to be married.
Meg Ryan?
Yeah.
I haven't heard...
Or am
heard...
I thinking someone else?
No, I think you're right, but
I think they went out, but I don't think they're together.
Yeah, I'm not... I haven't heard anything about that relationship in forever, so maybe they're just
quietly together? Piece on him on Sunday this morning about a month ago, and it seemed like... Unless it was a rerun.
Oh.
It seemed like they were...
They were together.
Yeah.
So he talked about his cocaine use... Do you have those quotes? Said he had a reputation for being a bad boy, which seemed like a good thing, but basically I just had my head stuck up my ass. So anyway, the whole thing aired on Megyn Kelly yesterday.
He sounds a little haggard.
Show. He does. And kind of scattered. Jesus's favorite minor league baseball player is injured.
Tebow?
Tim Tebow broke up.
What?
That's right. Nobody can say no. He's going to have surgery today. He's got a broken bone in his right hand, and it's a big injury. He is expected to miss the rest of the season. He plays for a AA affiliate of the New York Mets. They're called the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. It's actually bad timing for him. He was playing pretty well.
They were going to bring him up. Or the talk was they were going to bring him up.
He was batting .273, 6 home runs, 36 RBIs, and he played in the Eastern League All-Star game earlier this month. But he also had a team-high 103 strikeouts in 83 games this season. He'll be 31 next month, and he's out for the rest of the season.
Well, they wouldn't bring him up for his play.
Just for the notoriety?
Yeah. Oh. That guy puts people in the seats.
He does. People love Tim Tebow. I mean, he's still a name that, you know, he switched sports and wasn't even that successful of a football player. Like, I mean, we talk about him. He comes up.
Well,
he's interesting.
I'm not sure, but I feel like he suffered from a similar problem that other ball players do, which is he got too much attention and took it away from the team, and they don't want that. Coaches don't want that. Mm-hmm. They don't want that. The coaches are these guys who are like, we just play football.
X's and O's.
Right. We don't kneel. We don't talk about God. We don't do any of that stuff. We just play football. If they could just have robots, they'd be happy. That's what they want.
Cyborg football.
Right.
It's coming. Anyway, he's broken his hand, and it's too bad. Stormy Daniels, the adult film actress, and her husband, porn star Glendon Crane, are breaking up.
I saw this morning.
He says she was cheating on him. I'm
first
like,
of all,
you guys are both porn stars.
Yeah, well, I actually didn't know he was a porn star. He's Katy Perry's drummer, and he was also the drummer for...
What?
Godsmack?
Are you kidding
Wait,
me?
Who is this?
Katy Perry's husband is a drummer for...
No, Stormy Daniels' husband.
Stormy Daniels' husband is a drummer for Katy Perry... And I think the band Godsmack.
Why would he be doing porn, too?
I don't think... Does he do porn?
That's what... They're calling him a porn star here. He's appeared in porn films under the name Brendan Miller. They have a kid together.
What's the guy's name again?
Glendon Crane. C-R-A-I-N.
So you think it's the current... She's been married a few times, Ben.
Yeah, this is the guy. So do you, have you seen a picture of him?
I haven't.
He's fairly handsome. He's not...
That's the guy.
Oh, funny. Yeah, so. he's one of those square-jawed dudes. He looks kind of like, I'll never pull the guys, John Cena. He looks kind of like
oh,
him.
Oh, you think so?
Kind of.
Let me see if I can find
the
story
where you
about.
See that. This guy looks scummy.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, he's a porn star, so. Yeah.
Well, that's not nice.
He is a musician. He's in a band called Wicked Outlaws.
No. Oh.
He not only sings, but he's also a singer-songwriter.
Rock star, singer-songwriter, porn star.
He created a country song and music video called On the Run. It was for a porno called Wanted.
Oh, he writes the music for...
See if you can find
that...
On the Run.
He's looking already. I heard him start typing as soon as you said it.
We might need that for...
What's the... is it by Glenn Crane or by
Glendon
his band?
Crane. What's the name of the band?
Brendan Miller. He created a
On
country
the run
rock song.
By who?
Brendan Miller. Try that. That's his porn star name.
On the Run. The porn's called Wanted.
I guess that... So Michael Avenatti, who is Stormy Daniels' famous lawyer, he's saying basically, look, the kid is the priority. Meanwhile, this Glendon Crane guy is trying to get a restraining order so that she can't even see the kid.
Oh.
Like, I guess it's... You know, she wanted to take the kid on some kind of adult film tour.
Yeah, that was the thing I read, was he was trying to stop the possibility of their daughter being on this bus with other porn stars
right.
and around the fans.
I can kind of see why he wouldn't want that to happen. That is their 7-year-old daughter. Anyway, they're... divorcing. He says she cheated on him, and I don't know, maybe she banged someone outside of it. I guess it's fine if it's in a porno situation.
Job.
I thought so, but
that's tough.
I know.
To be in love with a porn star.
It is.
How does that happen to you?
Porn stars are people too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Did you find anything about him being
I'm trying
Katie
to find
Perry
it.
Thing? I don't doubt it. I mean, it's although it seems like you'd be making enough money drumming for legitimate
Glendon
acts.
Glendon Crane is a heavy metal drummer and adult entertainment professional who starred in a number of films. Let's see. Oh, Crane has played with bands including Godhead, Hollywood Undead, and toured with Katy Perry and Korn.
That's so funny.
So, yeah. There it is.
And he's married to Stormy Daniels and... It's a porn star.
What a life.
That is kind of a crazy life, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Were you able to find the On the Run song?
Well,
that's too bad because I would have loved to have heard what this dude's music sounds like. Porn music. That's what I would think, but it sounds like it was a country song because the thing was called Wanted. Like, you know, he's an outlaw.
Bound chicka bow mow, out trucks, dog, and what?
Trucks.
Dog and
booze.
My wife
dogs,
left me.
Right. Cowboy hats and boots. What's going on with the news, Vin?
Ouija boards.
Ouija board.
Broken engagements.
No. Oh.
Baby names and more after these.
Radio.com. 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Here's what's happening. This could be really good news, as we are a possible target if North Korea decides to lob nuclear bombs It's been confirmed, they're saying now, that they have begun taking steps to dismantle the facilities at one of their launching stations. So
that is good news.
It is good news. They've started dismantling some facilities at its main satellite launch station, seen as the testing ground for its intercontinental ballistic missiles. So, as we are here in California, this has been one of the places
we feel reachable.
Yeah. Pepperidge Farm has issued a recall of Goldfish crackers due to salmonella fears. So, Pepperidge we have those at my house. So, I'm going to have to yank them.
It's certain flavors, right?
They're saying flavor blasted extra cheddar, flavor blasted sour cream and onion, whole grain extra cheddar and pretzel mix. Mm. I just have the regular ones.
I think you're okay. It was something about tainted whey or something.
Yeah, whey powder contamination. Salmonella is the concern. They say no sicknesses have been reported. But as you know, these are on the just about most kids' menu.
Yeah.
Every day.
Here's a little plastic baggie full of goldfish.
Right.
Snackage.
Mm-hmm. It's National Tequila Day, everyone. I started this story and then we got sidetracked. I just wanted everyone to know that it's a good day for a margarita or a shot.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
It's a good day for that. I didn't realize it was, I mean, if it's a good day, I might be argued into it. Feeling like maybe, do you know how we talk about like certain foods or whatever on this, then you start thinking about it and you're like, oh, I got to make that for dinner tonight.
Or text John. Yeah.
Text John and make it for me for dinner.
Yeah.
But like you start hearing about margaritas and I'm like,
whip you up a batch,
little Sarah. Salt on the rim. And
frozen or on rocks?
On the rocks. On the rocks.
67% of people prefer a frozen margarita over rocks.
Oh, I get ice cream headache from those.
If I'm at a pool or the beach, I'll like a frozen one. But if I'm at a restaurant or a bar, I'll prefer on the rocks.
Yeah. I just something about ice in the glass. I just really like that.
You said ice cream headaches?
Yeah. You know how when you...
Yeah. I know what you mean, but I never heard that term.
You haven't?
I use brain freeze.
Exactly. Brain freeze.
But I never heard ice cream headache. Interesting.
Yeah. It's like stabbing pain
in your
head.
That was an East Coast thing, but apparently you know too, right?
No, you get those in the ocean when it's really cold and you go under your whole head. You just go, when it dips below 50 degrees, that's when that happens. It's just like, especially if it's windy too. Cold morning, windy.
Your body's okay because you're in the wetsuit, but your head is just like, Jesus, I'm a block of ice. And what else about tequila? Talk to me.
Well, I just wanted to add my own personal opinion is those slushy margaritas are bunk. You can't do that frozen margarita. You got to go rocks.
Yeah, I like a rock.
But the
slushies are fine too. Like I actually like when they do like a strawberry margarita or something. I want that blend.
What strawberry margarita? What
girl
are you
drinks,
a girl?
Yeah, I actually am a girl.
Oh right.
Yeah. but boys can like those too.
Sometimes when they're blended and if they come out of a machine, I feel like I'm not getting my alcohol content that I need.
Well, you can always ask for a little drizzle.
That's what I want it to be on rocks, and I want it to be super strong.
So I'll ask for a shot on the side if I order a blended one.
And then what, just dump that in?
Yeah.
Mix it up?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Boy, the drinkers know the tricks, don't they?
I don't know if that's a trick. I need what I need, Vinny.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. The website nameberry.com just went through the Social Security Administration's data on baby names from last year to find some of the craziest names that had multiple parents decide to give them to their kids.
Oh, so these are more than one person did this, but they're bananas. All right.
Coming in at number 10 is Slayer.
Oh, people. More
Six
than...
boys were named Slayer.
That's a tough one to live up to.
I love Slayer, so I would totally name a boy after the band Slayer.
I'm going to guess that those sickest families have some Slayer fans in them as well, Vinny. They're probably your people, you know?
A, B, C, D, E.
What? That's a name?
Is that pronounced Absida?
I don't know. No, that's pronounced A, B, C, D, E. Because it's not a word. It's A, B, C, D, E.
So I guess
six
just...
girls were named A, B, C, D,
girls?
E. Six girls.
Oh, they're just, they're, okay.
You going to tell me you're going to figure out a way to pronounce that? A, B, C, D, E?
Abkada.
Get, what the?
This is my daughter, Abkada. Oh, that's, how do you spell that?
Oh,
A, B, C, D, E.
It's pronounced Absidy.
Absidy. Absidy.
No, it's pronounced A, B, C, D, E. It's the alphabet. We're all familiar.
It's like Rhapsody, but it's Absidy.
According to the Social Security Administration database.
Huh. Stalin.
Oh, Jesus.
Comes in
really?
At number 8 on the list. 7 boys were named Stalin.
You've got to be kidding me.
10 girls were named Yo-Yo. 11 boys were named Arson.
Oh, Jesus.
Coming in at number 5, 7 girls and 6 boys were named Moo.
Moo?
Moo.
Rena.
Well, that'll be easy to live up to.
M-O-O.
Moo.
That's terrible.
That.
Hey, Moo.
7 girls out there in the world.
Doomed.
Have been named Moo.
That's not funny, Adele.
ESPN or ESPN.
Oh, my God. Oh. Really?
12 girls, 6 boys.
Oh, my. Girls? Poor girls.
This is from Nameberry.com. These are the weirdest baby names that showed up more than once. Coming in at number 3, Lucifer.
Oh, no.
For 24 boys.
That's awful.
Lucifer. Isis, 51 girls.
Well, and ISIS coming was in a at goddess, you know, before it was a terrorist organization. Like, you know, ISIS is kind of pretty if it's not, depending on the affiliation you attach to it.
Right.
It's kind of
when
an unfortunate
we were kids,
name
wasn't
now.
There a ISIS, like a princess? Remember Shazam? Wasn't the girl one's name ISIS? No,
I don't remember that, but ISIS isn't ISIS the winged? Doesn't Rihanna have an ISIS tattoo underneath her boobs?
Oh, the Egyptian?
Yeah, is that it's an Egyptian god?
Might
goddess,
be.
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting a nod.
I don't know,
Bond.
But you have
here
to.
Here it is, right here. That's ISIS.
Oh, all right. You have to be realistic about what people like. You know, one of the problems I'm up against with Ripley was. Some people go, oh, Ripley's Believe It or Not. I'm like, no, God damn it. It's from Aliens.
Right.
It's Ripley. She's the most badass lady in the whole wide world.
In
What's
the whole
wrong
galaxy.
With you? No, I was thinking, it's the Believe It. No, no one's thinking that. And then the other name that came up, if we were going to have a boy, Miles, she wanted Miles because she likes to run. And I was like, well, Miles Davis, I'm down. Okay, yeah. We can do that. And then, so it's a girl. And I'm like, well, we could do Miley. And she's like, absolutely not. Everyone's going to think we named her after Miley Cyrus. And I'm like,
it's too bad because Miley's a cute name.
It is a cute name. And I'm like, who cares? We know what we named her after. And she's like, no, that's, and she's right. It's the association. You can't make the world see it through your eyes. That's not how that works. ISIS, sorry, you're a terror group. Tesla is the number one. On the list, 141 baby names, babies were named Tesla last year. 130 girls and 11 boys named Tesla. Mm. I have a question for you. Maybe I've asked this, but I don't remember the answer. So I'm curious, how many times have you had a man propose to you?
Just once.
The one time?
Yeah.
And you said yes, and... The rest,
the
is,
rest
history.
Is history.
How many times have you had a man propose to you, Yuzi?
I think officially just twice.
Do you feel like you could have pumped that number up a little before you finally settled down, or is that good enough for you?
That's good enough for me.
That's good enough for you.
I guess she's not counting all the times she forces Johnny V to propose to
her. Oh, that's true. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. That's hundreds
true.
Of times.
It's been a while. I should make him do that today. Huh?
Yeah, you should. Make him do it at lunch.
What? He didn't even do anything.
You're right. He didn't do He did nothing.
A new study looked at which states have the highest percentage of engagement rings being returned to stores. These are broken engagements.
Oh. So either they said no outright or the things just or ended the, and they
yeah, or
went
called
back.
Off. Right. Alaska was number one.
Oh. Well, there's not that many girls in Alaska. They say it's like, you know, 20 to 1 or something. So I'm sure dudes walk around with an engagement ring in their pocket in case they see any girl and they can get down on one knee.
Tennessee, Missouri, Florida, Vermont, New Jersey, California's on the list.
Oh.
With the most weddings being called off.
Mm.
I was just curious. The reason I wanted to do the story, it's one of those things where it seems like having a bunch of proposals would be cool. But then on the other hand, you're actually leading people to the point and then right. just breaking their heart.
That's what I think. I think if you know that this is not the one for you, and you see how hard they're falling, that's you call it. I think you want to nip that in the bud before mm-hmm. you have to. I mean, the last thing I would want is a marriage proposal from someone I had known for a long time I wasn't all that into. I'd feel terrible.
Yeah, I'm not trying to hurt anybody.
No.
You're not?
No, if I was, I could have had two more, I think.
Two more proposals?
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that someone or these other two people were serious about you, but you, in advance of that,
yeah.
said,
no,
I'm not down.
Mm-hmm.
Who are these guys?
Some guys.
Is this the jail guy? No.
That guy and another guy.
So that guy never proposed to you?
Mm-mm.
After 12 years?
Yeah.
All you did for him? And you never got a proposal out of that guy?
Well, and we were young, though.
True.
Yeah, but
I mean,
I don't want to direct people to the secret show, but some of the stories you've told about the things you did for that guy.
What a giver.
And his friends.
Oh.
Well, his friends in jail.
What?
Hey, be careful.
Oh, sorry.
I was going to say at work.
Oh.
Because I didn't want to incriminate anybody, but
there's
yeah.
There's some great effing stories about that guy. Great stories. Like we just all sat there as quiet as we could with our eyes wide and our mouths
was
hanging open.
Was he involved with the story where the name gets screamed, Washaka?
Yeah.
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 Okay, he's that
and,
story
but,
too?
You were making me think of the other guy who I accidentally called the wrong name.
Oh.
He was the other one.
He was also going to propose
yeah.
to you?
He would have.
That's your fun.
Am yep. I, though?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
window!
I don't know if you're fun to be in a relationship with, but you're certainly fun to hear stories about your past relationships. And your current ones, too. I mean, good times, Yuzi.
Yeah,
that was fun mining today, wasn't it? Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple about that. Yuzi and Johnny V need some makeup sex ASAP, says 415.
I'll get on that.
Oh, boy.
408 says, oh, my God, Yuzette is the worst. Let this be a lesson, boy. When you do your chores, you are way more likely to get laid.
Yuzi came home to a messy house yesterday. She didn't like it.
And by messy, we mean?
There were two dishes in the sink and
barely anything.
Been made.
Oh my God, Yuzette. My husband works a lot of hours too, and like you, most of the house stuff falls on me. When we are having a party and I'm busy making everything personal, yes, I have major OCD. My husband is out washing the cars and trucks. So frustrating, I feel ya.
Mm.
Well, maybe he didn't want to have the party. Maybe you should stop throwing parties. Maybe that's
she
it.
Likes parties.
Well, okay, then you know, throw
happy
your parties.
Wife, happy life.
Mm-hmm. Throw your parties. I'll be out taking care of the cars.
I want those to look shiny when my guy friends come over for the party. We're going to be hanging out by the cars.
Exactly. At the garage.
Wow, Yuzette. Let him polish his truck, says 415. 707 says, tell Yuzette, that's how I feel all the time.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
That's too bad.
That is too bad.
That's not a partnership.
No, I'm sorry to hear that. She's not on the rag. She just, you know, sometimes.
All the time.
Sometimes it's the straw that breaks the camel's back.
I didn't see that coming. That's really. There's a different angle.
Tough day, you guys. Be kind.
Right. You're right. What's coming up in the trash?
We were all really tired yesterday.
Really tired.
True.
What's coming up in the trash is that Lindsay Lohan. I got some updates on what's going on with her. Actually, I have a couple of cute stories I haven't gotten to. I have a David Bowie story that's great. And Ryan Lochte. Yeah, boy.
It's Gia.
Oh, Gia, boy. And more after.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.